News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Eimear Byrne. She's the country leader for SD Works Ireland. Eimear, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm delighted to be having it, to now, be here meeting you.
Tell me a little bit about your early days. You grew up in South Dublin. I think your first job was in a place called Paper Lane in Rathfarnham. What were your early years like, and when did you first start becoming interested in business?
Probably from very early age, I suppose, picking subjects in school, which you're going right back down memory lane there to Paper Lane. I don't think it's any longer there in Rathfarnham Village. So I grew up in Rathfarnham. Great place to grow up. Family of five, fantastic upbringing. Went to Muckross Park College over in Donnybrook, made that trek to go to such a good, reputable school. Had a great growing up, great childhood in Ireland.
Yeah. And you were involved in horse riding up in Ballycullen, is that right?
I was.
Up by the Blue Light Pub.
I was.
Which we talked about earlier.
I was also gone, or removed a location to make way for apartments. But yes, I used to do all the summer camps there with the kids when they were off and do horse riding lessons, and a great time spent there.
Yeah. Further education was in DIT, now Technical University of Dublin. You became a chartered accountant with KPMG. When did you decide, or did you only decide to become an accountant somewhat into your college career?
Interesting. That college course was business management and marketing, and you did a work placement for 6 months as part of the college course. Did a few interviews, really liked the KPMG program that they set out, and applied for it, got it, and the rest is history.
So yeah.
They sold themselves to me.
KPMG then, you basically worked there from 2004, 2008. Your first job out of there was in a company called Atlantico Rimac. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Atlantico Rimac, it's no longer there. Also, it was based around mines. It was a company providing temporary labour across Europe. It was headquartered in Ireland and was very successful at the time, but it's a very tough industry.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of competitors. Industry wasn't very appealing to me either. So I did quite a short period of time there, but with a good international exposure. I was led the group accountancy function. So I stayed there for about a year. Worked under some great people there that I would still admire. And moved on from there.
Your next appointment was interesting because you looked after Ivor Fitzpatrick, all his personal businesses outside of his legal practice. But that's got to have been a very interesting space. You were there for 5 years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a very alternative role. I suppose I always like something a little bit different. It wouldn't have been the mainstream next step, but I took the role on. Ivor Fitzpatrick had varied businesses, which is what interested me, from the Christina O Yacht, which we had as a hospitality business. It ran like a hotel on the sea. Lots of property, lots of debt management, shopping centres. Also had like a stud for breeding horses, and also a telecoms business for maritime. So really varied industries, and to be running them and managing them with him as his right hand, I had a fascinating experience. He was, for me, he was just a complete visionary.
Yeah.
So intelligent, and I learned a huge amount from him. And a great.
They're the jobs that you really learn, because, he trusts you to do stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily get the opportunity to do in a more, I suppose, formal corporate structure. There was a joke made that he used to call you the executioner, which was sometimes misinterpreted. Is that correct?
Well, executor, not executioner. Executor. Yes, because he used to complain about my over-efficiency of getting things done before he'd his kind of brain let him process the end result of where this project would go. So he used to give out about, your over-efficiency is killing me, because I would just take a project, run with it. That's what I thrive on, just, bringing something from kind of the thought to completion. So we had a great time, so
yeah,
moving projects ahead. So he was so fast-paced himself. But then he was very analytical and needed time to kind of make sure everything was aligned.
And is that your management style, is you love to just embrace a project, run with it, organise everything, set up all the reporting lines, all that kind of thing?
That's it in a nutshell, yeah. I would say, and that's what I'm known for. I love that. I love bringing together an idea, bringing together people, driving it forward and then completing it and then acknowledging everyone and just the boost and the buzz it gets. And I suppose we're going through such radical change at the moment. I'm getting to do that on a really frequent basis.
Okay, so if we talk then about SD Works Ireland, formerly known as IntelliJo, tell us a little bit about that business and then the acquisition that brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, so, well, IntelliJo has been operating and was operating in Ireland for about 26 years. And it was payroll solutions house, so we did payroll outsourced payroll services, but it was based on our flagship product, MegaPay, which is a payroll software that we would also license to companies. And then in 2022, so 2 years ago, we were acquired by SD Works. Interestingly, why that came about is SD Works were also a client of ours. They were using our technology for payroll processing. So they were they want to de-risk their business in every country across Europe. So
And SD Works, in terms of their scale and size, how big is that?
Oh, it's enormous. At the time we joined, it was about 8,000 employees. It's now 10,000.
So right.
You were
like 100.
At the time, we were 62 at the time of the acquisition. We're now 99. We're ever so close to getting to that 100 milestone, and you know, the cake is ordered. We just need to achieve it. So we've had significant growth as well, going from 62 to nearly 100, and they've gone from 8,000 to 10,000. But they're continuing on the M&A trajectory as well. So we've had a huge acquisition initially just closed in the recent weeks.
Right. So the growth of this business is going to be by acquisition, number one, but also by bringing software products adjacent to payroll into the business. Is it a kind of two-pronged strategy?
Yeah, that's it exactly. They're not payroll-centric only, payroll-focused only. They are end-to-end HR solutions. So that's everything from onboarding to retirement. So the solutions for everything within the group. It's a matter of determining which solutions are right for which market and can be localised. So for us, we only in IntelliJo had really a payroll solution. We had a HR one as well, but we were mainly focused on payroll. So SD Works has enabled us to bring some more products to market. So last year we brought workforce management. This year we were bringing a better HR solution, and then there'll be more to come. So that it's a matter of rolling out these solutions in Ireland.
And can I ask your own opinion, Emer, about the impact of software in the workplace? If we talk about all this, automation, the complexity of payroll, all being, the software solutions getting better and better around HR, is it going to change the workplace? Has it already changed the workplace fundamentally not only from an administrative point of view?
It is changing the workplace. I suppose it needs to change faster is the thing, because we need more and more automation and integration between these solutions. So many companies are using standalone HR solutions, standalone workforce management, standalone finance offices, and standalone payroll. They all need to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it's how to get that integration and automated so that your data is more reliable, it's faster, it's less error prone. So the need for automation is there. I'm sure every payroll professional out there, their biggest worry is accuracy and compliance. And if they had that automation to safeguard it and, make their job more efficient, then they could focus on the kind of using the information and the reporting, which is what the end result is.
Finally then, just I suppose an interesting piece around the sale of IntelliJo. You prepared the IM, the information memorandum, and you led that process from start to finish. Walk me through, was that a very, very exciting time? With a lot of these sales processes, they can be pretty challenging and you can have days of elation and days of despair. Yeah. Was that the case?
The project was great. I did have a trial run, I have to say, of this project a few years before we bought out some legacy shareholders in IntelliJo. So it was much more a milder version of it, but it's a lot of the same steps. So we had done a lot of this before, but now we were going to market. So we weren't sure we were going to be bought over by SD Works. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So we did a full information memorandum. But I know the business inside out. So it was just putting it all down and selling it. And we're very proud of our business, what we'd achieved over the 26 years with IntelliJo. So putting that all together, as ours were our agents, and then going to market, SD Works were our preferred company to be acquired by. And then, yeah, lots of negotiations, lots of, you know,
late nights, making it happen, signing the documents,
yeah,
and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I love that. I thrive on that. And, you know, where will it all go and what will the company look like after the acquisition? So really exciting time.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very exciting business and you're at a very exciting juncture along the journey. So Eimear Byrne, a country leader from SD Works Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Great to meet you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.